The Tower by Edith Stone. Illustrated by Victor Sandoval. Genre: realistic fiction. Tells about events that could really happen. To enhance your comprehension, think about your own desired outcome for reading this story and establish your purpose for reading it. Question of the week. What does it take to be a hero? Leon wiped the sweat from his brow and shouted to his dad below. How much further? Dad looked up and smiled. Focus on the climb. Leon sighed. It's going to take ages. Dad laughed. What do I always tell you? Enjoy the journey. Don't think about the distance. Leon wedged his foot into a crack on the rock's surface known as the main tower. Or as the locals call it, La Torre. He lifted himself with the tips of his fingers. Suddenly, he felt gravel falling on him. He looked up and saw a boulder coming loose from the peak's ridge. Dad, look out! Leon swung himself to the left. The boulder flew past him. Dad pushed himself off the wall, but it was too late. The boulder hit his shoulder and sent him tumbling down the rock face. Leon watched his father's helmet fly off as he fell to the ground below. Leon's throat swelled up with fear. Dad! Dad wasn't moving. Leon's heart began to race. Dad, are you okay? His father didn't respond. Leon felt his chest tighten. He said to himself, calm down, you're only making it worse. Leon focused on his breathing. He put his ropes through the anchor to rappel his way down. He started his descent by pushing his feet against the wall, sliding down the rope, and catching himself. He knew that one wrong move could mean his death. Once he reached the bottom of the shaft of rock, his feet touched the ground. He untied the coils of rope from his harness and moved towards his father. Dad was laying on his back. His face was as white as the clouds in the blue sky. Leon crouched down next to his father. Can you move, Dad? Are you okay? His father forced a smile. I think I broke some bones. Leon held back tears. Can you move your legs? Dad tried to move his left leg first, but it was as still as a stone. Then he tried to move his right leg. He managed to lift it into the air. Dad shook his head. You need to get help. Leon swallowed his fear. I'll bring you supplies from our camp. Then I'll trek to Refugio Frey. Dad frowned. That's a long hike. It could take all day. Leon smiled. Remember what you told me? Enjoy the journey. Don't think about the distance. Leon ran back to the camp to get a first aid kit, water, food, and sleeping bags. When he returned, his father was dragging himself toward the trees. Leon was worried. What are you doing? His father huffed and puffed. I need to be in the shade and near water. Leon helped him reach the green grass. He washed his wounds and covered him with a sleeping bag. Dad looked into Leon's eyes. Do you remember the trail? Leon put on his backpack. I promise I'll come back for you. Leon started to trek along the trail with speed. It was a steep hike that got rockier the further he went down the mountain. He kept his eyes on the path ahead. He was going so fast that sweat poured down his face. Hours passed when all of a sudden he heard a dog bark. He looked up and saw a black, scrawny dog staring back at him. Leon smiled. What are you doing out here all on your own? Leon's legs started to tremble. Leon looked at the dog. I guess I can stop for a second. He took off his backpack and took out some cold empanadas. He threw the dog one, who scoffed it down hungrily. Leon checked his watch. He had been hiking for 4 hours. It would be dark soon. He foresaw it would be harder to rescue his father at nightfall. He stretched out his legs, put on his backpack, and started to jog across the hilly terrain. The dog followed his heels with a big smile. Leon's jog turned into a run, and his muscles burned with pain. His chest heaved with each step. The dog ran beside him, with his tongue hanging out. He watched the jagged mountain peaks change from black to a fiery orange under the setting sun. And then finally, in the distance, he could see the brick hut known as Refugio Frey. Its windows and doors were open. There were people outside, laughing and drinking mate. Leon sprinted toward the people, with the dog by his side. The hut's owner saw Leon running down the mountain and shouted to him,
"Slow down, boy! You'll hurt yourself!"
A young woman with hair the color of the setting sun frowned. "No, there's something wrong." Leon fell to his knees when he finally reached them. He coughed and spluttered, trying to catch his breath. The dog ran around him in circles. "Get them some water," ordered the owner. A young girl brought Leon a bottle of water and poured the dog a bowl. They both gulped it down between breaths.
"My father, he needs help," Leon spluttered.
The owner put his hand on Leon's shoulder.
"What happened?"
Leon started to cry.
"We were climbing La Torre, and a boulder came loose. It hit him, and he went tumbling down the peak. He can't move. He has broken bones, but I don't know how many. Please help us. Please."
The owner lifted Leon to his feet.
"Where is he now?"
Leon shook his head. "I left him at the bottom of La Torre, by the lake." The owner turned to the woman with amber hair.
"Call the emergency rescue squad. They'll need to send a helicopter for this one. There's no way we can carry him over that terrain in the dark. It's too dangerous."
When the helicopter arrived, Leon insisted that he go.
"He's waiting for me. I promised I would go back for him."
The dog started to jump up and down, with excitement. Leon patted his wet fur.
"You'll have to wait for me here."
Leon boarded the helicopter. The rescue squad were a team of two doctors who were expert climbers and a pilot. There was only a trace of daylight left, as the sky began to darken. Leon helped direct the pilot over the mountainous land. At last, they reached La Torre, and the helicopter beamed its light through the dark sky into the void below. Dad was wrapped in his sleeping bag and waved to them. The pilot shouted above the noise,
"There's nowhere to land, and it's getting windy!"
Leon helped the doctors rig the safety bed to the ropes. One doctor started to sweat. "This is the only bed we've got, so keep it steady." They started to lower the bed down. It swung from side to side in the strong winds. Leon's heart began to beat loudly as his hands tightened on the rope. The other doctor adjusted his harness. "I'm going to rappel myself down before the winds get worse." Leon watched the doctor slide down the cable and disappear into the pitch black night. Dad pointed to the map of South America with his left hand. "We can fly into Lima, and from there head to Peruvian Andes." Leon sighed and patted the dog's thick, shiny coat of hair. His father looked at him.
"What's wrong?"
Leon bit his bottom lip.
"I don't want to have any more accidents. Maybe we should stop climbing."
Dad put down the map. "What happens when you fall over?" Leon shrugged his shoulders. Dad smiled. "You get back up." He looked at his father and frowned.
"What if one of us falls again?"
Dad laughed. "But what if one of us doesn't? You can't live your life thinking, what if?" Dad pulled himself up in the bed.
"Look, why don't we make a list of what we need in case of an emergency?"
Leon nodded and took out his notebook. "An emergency radio." Leon started to write it down when the dog licked his hand. Leon stared into the dog's big brown pleading eyes. "What about La Torre? Can he go on the list?"
Dad reached out to touch the dog's head. Of course he can. He's family now.